The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The grandmotherly landlady is the prime suspect as Sacramento police begin the gruesome task of digging up the side yard of an apartment house where they fear an unknown number of bodies may be buried.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. The death house landlady, the Black Widow of Sacramento, the grandma serial killer. Today's villainess is known by many names. While she was still at large, she was simply known as a sweet, community-loving old woman. In reality, she spent much of her life lying and stealing before murdering victims for their money. Let's talk about
Dorothea Puente.
Dorothea Puente.
Dorothea Puente.
Dorothea Puente.
Dorothea Puente. Dorothea Helen Gray was born in 1929 in Redlands, California. She was the second youngest of her seven siblings. Her family was poor and struggled even more when Dorothea's father died of tuberculosis when she was just 8 years old. The following year, Dorothea and her siblings were removed from their mother's custody because their mother was an alcoholic. Dorothea's childhood was then spent living with different relatives and foster families. When she turned 16, she moved to Olympia, Washington, and worked as a prostitute. A few years later, she met and married her first husband. The pair moved to Nevada, where Dorothea had two kids in 2 years. But she quickly decided that that life wasn't for her. In 1948, she put both children up for adoption and divorced her husband. She moved to San Bernardino, California, spent a few months in jail for falsifying a check, and got remarried. Dorothea and her second husband moved together to Sacramento. Her second pass at married life was tumultuous, thanks in no small part to her cheating, drinking, and gambling. And she got divorced again in 1966. In 1968, she met and married Roberto Puente, her third and final husband. They, too, separated in 1969. That same year, she opened her first boarding house. Dorothea's boarding house earned her a place of respect in the community. She housed alcoholics and drug addicts who no one else would. She gained a rapport with social workers for helping with such cases and further bolstered her reputation by donating money to local political campaigns and charities. She met multiple California governors, including Ronald Reagan, and she claimed she met Vice President Spiro Agnew and Clint Eastwood. But underneath its altruistic facade, Dorothea's first boarding house was a much darker place. She stole her tenants' benefits checks by forging their signatures. In 1978, she got caught, was sentenced to 5 years of federal probation, and was banned from owning a boarding house moving forward. In 1982, Dorothea's business partner and roommate, Ruth Monroe, mysteriously died from an overdose of codeine and Tylenol. Dorothea claimed that Ruth was depressed, and authorities officially ruled the death a suicide. But Ruth's family disagreed and suspected that Dorothea was responsible. Unable to own a boarding house, Dorothea worked as an in-home caregiver. She drugged multiple clients and stole money and valuables from their homes. She got caught once again and wound up in prison. Her sentence was originally 5 years, but it was reduced to 3 for good behavior. That's despite the fact that a state psychologist warned that Dorothea was dangerous and unapologetic. When she got out in 1985, Dorothea moved in with 77-year-old Everson Gilmeth, a pen pal from her time in prison. In November, Dorothea hired a handyman to build her a coffin-sized box. 2 months later, a fisherman recovered that box from a nearby river. Inside, police discovered a decomposing body. 3 years later, it was identified as Everson Gilmeth. In the meantime, Dorothea impersonated Everson in letters to his family and collected his pension. The following year, Dorothea opened her second boarding house. Again, Dorothea read tenants' mail and stole their Social Security checks. In 1988, one of Dorothea's tenants, Alvaro Montoya, disappeared. When Alvaro's social worker reported him missing, police visited Dorothea to question her. They found disturbed soil in the backyard and discovered 7 buried bodies.
Good evening, everyone. It happened around 10 o'clock this morning when Sacramento police went to a house at 1426 F Street. They were responding to numerous tips, which led them to believe a human body was buried in the backyard of the house. It turns out the tips were right.
Neighbors of the F Street house described Dorothea Puente as an eccentric but caring person.
She's a very good person. She's nice to everyone.
While Dorothea wasn't initially a suspect, she fled to Los Angeles, rousing suspicion.
Dorothea, I know if we dig, we're going to find more.
I'm an old lady. I have never killed anybody in my life.
Then who did kill somebody, Mr. McCall?
She was eventually charged for 9 deaths, including the deaths of Ruth Monroe and Everson Gilmeth. She was found guilty for 3 of the murders and received 2 life sentences for her crimes. Dorothea maintained her claims of innocence until she died in prison in 2011. She was 82 years old. Dorothea Puente's meek, motherly demeanor masked her horrific penchant for crime. When her actions came to light, it astounded the nation. Join us tomorrow for the story of another shocking villainess. Special thanks to the one and only Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.